sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
Welcome, everybody, to That's a Freebie. I am your host, Diggy, and we are going to jump right in with an Ask a Freebie question, just like we do every single week. This week's Ask a Freebie question was sent in anonymously, I had to say. I said I wouldn't say that, didn't I? I still do it every single time. And it was actually sent in using the new Text a Freebie option, which I'll go through with you in a few moments. But the question is, you mentioned meditation. Do you use any specific apps or do you have a set routine? I did mention meditation. It was either last week or the week before. I had to go back actually and double check this because I couldn't remember talking about meditation. And it turns out I just briefly mentioned it as I was talking about something else. So I don't have any set apps or a set routine for it, but I do tend to go through periods where I do it more often. I try and meditate at least once a day. Now, what I usually do is I take a minute in the morning to just clear my mind. And that's my main way of meditating. What I do is I sit down. Actually, that's not true. More often than not, I lie down. I like to lie down when I'm meditating. Now, the danger there is falling asleep. It doesn't happen to me that often that I fall asleep, so it's not really a huge problem. What I tend to do is after I've made the breakfast for the children in the morning and after I've got their bags ready and their lunches ready and everything, I go upstairs to get dressed myself. But before I get dressed, I lie down on the bed and I set a timer on my Apple Watch for usually a minute or 2 minutes. More commonly, lately, I have been doing 2 minutes instead of 1 minute just because I feel like I get more out of it. And so to meditate, what I do is I clear my mind, which is the whole point of meditating. So I lie there or sit there. Sometimes I'll sit. I used to do it on the bus, actually. Maybe I should start doing it on the tram. It's good to do when you're in a public place. You don't. It's not like people think. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't have to sit there with your legs crossed. You don't have to go or anything like that. You can do it with your eyes open. The point is clearing your mind. And I have a thing where if I'm sat there and I'm basically trying to think of nothing and thoughts come into my head, I don't chastise myself. I don't get annoyed at myself. I just say, no. I say it in my head. I say, no. And the thoughts disappear. And it's something I've trained myself to do over time. And it's hard at first. What you'll do is you'll try and you'll find yourself like suddenly thinking about what you're going to make for tea that night, or your mind will wander and thoughts will come into your head and you'll start thinking about different ways of meditating and all kinds of stuff. But the truth is, all you need to do is whenever you notice that you've done that, is you just say to yourself, no, and you just let it go and you stop thinking about it. And eventually you get to a point where you can do it for quite a long period of time. I think the maximum I've ever gone, and it's quite difficult to tell this because if you're checking a timer while you're doing it, your mind isn't clear, so it doesn't count. But I've had a 3 minute meditation before now, and by the time my timer's gone off at the end of it, I've had no thoughts enter my head. Which, for people that know me, are probably like, "Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all." But it's good. It really does make a difference. It helps. It sounds cheesy, but it helps center you, and it helps you just be ready for the day. So I try and do it every day. There are some days where I just simply don't have time. There are some times throughout the day where I might need to take a minute or so. And I'll just use the Breathe app on my Apple Watch or something like that. Or I might use like an Apple Fitness Plus meditation. There's some good ones on there that are quite simple. But when I'm really heavily trying to meditate more often, because I do go through periods where I can tell I'm very stressed, and I just need to chill out a little bit more. There's an app called 10% Happier, and I tend to use either that or Calm. Although, again, lately I have been using the Apple Fitness ones. So I don't know, maybe that's just my go-to. The key is to use whatever's best for you. You don't have to spend money, it's fine. Like, there's loads of meditation videos on YouTube. that I know a few people that use YouTube for their main meditation, and it's just about having something to help you focus on not focusing. Weirdly, it does make a difference to have some audio playing in the background, or just something straightforward, or something that you know is going to tell you when you're done, because you'll lose track of time. And I'm not saying you'll lose track of time and you'll meditate for a long, long time. Sometimes you think you've been meditating for, I don't know, an hour, and it's been 3 minutes. So it's good to have something there to, like, every minute it just goes bing. You, in your head, you'll be like, oh, that's a minute up. And then you'll say, no, I thought about that. I wasn't supposed to think. But it's okay if that happens. You're not supposed to be trying to completely stop yourself from having thoughts. You're just supposed to be trying to help clear it when you do. And it makes a big difference. It's really good. I really enjoy it. I think it's very good for the soul. So give it a try. Let me know what you think. If you'd like to ask a question to open up the show, you can just head to the show notes for this episode and every episode of That's a Freebie. And in the show notes now, there is a link to text a freebie. So you can quite literally just text the show. I suppose the only thing to bear in mind is it doesn't tell me which episode you're texting about. It is just a text message that comes through to me. So, you know, maybe put some context in there if necessary. If you just want to write, like, you suck or something like that, then it doesn't matter which episode. Or, you know, you want to write, you're awesome. I'm totally fine with that as well. I will accept all kinds of feedback. Also in the show notes, there is now a multi-purpose form. So you can go there to submit and ask a freebie question. And it also allows you to submit suggestions for podtails and for general feedback as well. So bit of a change there. The show notes have gotten a lot more static, I suppose. There is a lot of the same stuff in there now. So you can go there to sign up to That's a Freebie. You can go there for the form, for the texting, for social media. It's all there. So whenever you want to do anything to do with the show, you can just head there. Or if you want to go old fashioned and you don't want to read the show notes for whatever reason, or you can't do it right now, but you remember later when you sat in front of a computer and you don't want to go digging into your podcast app to open it, you can still go to thatsafreebie.com. And there you will get a link to go to the show's website, a link to go to That's a Freebie Plus, and a link to go to the feedback form. It's really streamlined and straightforward now. To start this week's news, I have got a little tiny bit of follow-up. I received feedback that you don't like the new sound that goes in between the segments. So this one. I'm not a huge fan of it either. It is going to stay for now purely because I haven't found anything else to replace it, and it did help for editing purposes, but I will be changing it in the near future. I'll let you know what I do. I just haven't found anything to replace it yet, but I do like the sound, kind of. You know, it's better than the previous one. So what happened this week? A few things have happened this week, actually. Nothing major, but, you know, just interesting stuff. Got some new bedroom lights for the kids. They're LED lights. I say for the kids, I got them for my daughter. She has, like, fairy lights in her bedroom because she's terrified of the dark. She just can't at all sleep in the dark. She's absolutely petrified of it. We've spoke about this before. She comes in cold sweats in the night if she notices that a light's gone off or something like that. And the other night, her lights broke. How did I find out they broke? I got electrocuted by them. I went to turn them on, and I literally got electrocuted, and it hurt, and it sent me back. Fortunately, I didn't get tangled up in the lights when it did it. But it turns out that they'd snapped. I've no idea how. It snapped and the wires had become exposed on them. So obviously I unplugged them, wrapped them up and threw them away. So I got her some LED lights that go like round her ceiling. What's so good about them though is that they are controlled by an app. So she can change the colours of them. She can set her own pattern. Turns out she loves making repeating patterns, which we already know she likes doing that. And it turns out she's actually quite a good architect of patterns on these lights. She loves them. So we put them up and we said to the boy, would you like some as well? Because he never gets anything like this. He's fine in the dark. In fact, he likes to turn all his lights off, close his blind and close his door at night. He very much likes to be in the dark, and he falls asleep within seconds. But we thought, let's give him the opportunity to have some, because it's not fair that she gets all the stuff like that just because she's scared. And so he said, yeah, he would really like them. So I went to buy him some. Now, when I bought them for my daughter, they were £8, right? I went back and clicked the link in the ones that I'd purchased in the tracking information. I clicked the link there and went back to them, and they got up to £18. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? Why have they gone up to £18? This makes no sense. Anyway, I did a little bit of digging, and I realized we were coming up to Prime Day, weren't we? It was the day before Prime Day or whatever. I mean, they call it Prime Day, don't they? But it's more like Prime 2 days now, or Prime pretty much once every month of the year. So they put the price up on them, ready for Prime Day. And of course, Prime Day comes along and they've gone down to £10.99. So I gave up. I just bought them because it wasn't fair making him wait. I'm sure if I waited another couple of days, they would have dropped down in price again to the original £8 that they were. But for the sake of £2, I wasn't that bothered. But yeah, just goes to show how Prime Day is one big scam. Speaking of the boy, he did say something pretty funny this week. It was only a little thing, probably only funny to us because we were there at the time. But we were driving home from school, and we saw a bus, and it had a big poster on it for the Deadpool and Wolverine movie, which I'm really looking forward to, by the way. And he says, Dad, I think there's a new movie coming out that you might like, because he knows I'm a big Deadpool fan. Now, obviously, I'd already worked out what he was going to say because the bus was in front of us. And I said, oh, really? What's the movie called? And he said, I think it's called Wolfie and Blackpool. So when I'd finished laughing, yeah, I said, he's called Deadpool, Toby, not Blackpool. Blackpool's the place we go with the big tower. He's like, oh, I do that every time, don't I? And yes, he does do it every time. The final bit of news from this week, it's not really news, it's just something I saw. I thought you would get a kick out of this. We went to McDonald's the other night, I think last week actually, and we decided to sit in, and we're sat inside, we're eating our meal, and one of the employees walks over to the bin at the entrance, and he slides the bin out of the wooden holders that they have for them, whatever you call it, like the cupboard, the bin cupboard. That was hard to do, wasn't it? He walks over to it, peers inside it. He goes to take the bag out, but changes his mind and starts pushing it down with the bag and squashing all the stuff that's inside the bin. He then holds the bag open, and as he's leaning into the bin, I noticed his tie was dipping into the bin. I was like, oh, that's a bit gross. His tie's dipping in the bin. And when he stood up straight, he had ketchup and mustard on his tie. I was like, ugh. And then he stood in the bin. I couldn't believe it. He just feet straight in, got in the bin, stood on it, and he's jumping up and down, squashing all the food down that's inside the bin. This is inside the restaurant where people are ordering the food, right? Right next to the automated food ordering machines, right next to them. And he hadn't even like put the bag over it so that he was jumping on the bag. He was stood in the bin. He got out of the bin, and he had ketchup stains and food stains all around the bottom of his pants and his shoes. He then put the bin back, looked really pleased with himself, closed the bin cupboard, then walked across the restaurant all the way through to the other side, leaving footprints, and then did the exact same thing to the next bin. By the time he'd finished, he'd stood in four bins and then went and walked back into the kitchen. We just looked at our food and we were like, nah, don't think so. We just got up and left. It was disgusting. So this week, what he's getting told to buzz off? It's plainclothes inspectors on the tram. Actually, I don't even mind the plainclothes inspectors on the tram. They used to annoy me. I think I've talked about this before. I have started to get to that point, actually, where I'm repeating a lot of the stuff that I've said, aren't I? I'm pretty sure I've talked about these before. However, what they've started doing now is when the plainclothes inspectors are on the tram and the tram sets off, the driver makes a tannoy announcement to say that they are legitimate and it is totally fine for you to scan your card, all that kind of stuff. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with inspectors in general. It's when they try to be sneaky about things that kind of annoys me. But no, the thing that annoyed me this week about the plainclothes inspectors on the tram is they went and checked everybody's tickets, and there was a lady who didn't have a ticket. And she started trying to act all goofy. Like, she was like, oh, I don't know how it works. And she was laughing and touching the guy's arm, getting dead flirty with the guy, very obviously pretending that she didn't have a clue how it worked. Everyone were looking around at each other, rolling their eyes. And she's going, oh, I didn't know how it worked. So what I decided to do was I just got on, and I decided to buy the ticket when I get off, because it's just, I'll have more time, because the tram was pulling up when I was at the station, and I just didn't have time to read everything and learn how to do it. So I decided that I'll just buy a ticket when I get off instead. Now, first of all, this lady got on at the same stop that I got on at, and we waited 12 minutes for the tram to arrive. She had plenty of time. She wasn't even looking at the machine. She was, in fact, already there when I got there. So that was a lie. And so the inspector fell for it. He's laughing and giggling with her, flirting back. And she says, yeah, I'll buy the ticket when I get off then. And he said, okay. He's like, all right, fine. You can do that. Not a problem. So while we're carrying on then to the next stop, everybody's making eye contact with her, obviously, because we all know what she's done. She knows what she's done. And she's looking at us all and she's smirking at everybody. She gets to the next stop. And she didn't buy a ticket. She just left. And the inspector saw her do it and then just laughed. I was like, come on, you just make it too easy for these people to do stuff like this. It's not fair to the rest of us. But hey, also, at the same time, she played a shot and she won. So I'm kind of okay with that as well. Because why not? Why should I let it bother me? You know what I should do? Meditate on it. So on Podtails this week, I decided that we would do something a little fun again, because I like things that are fun. I saw this on Reddit. Now, apparently there is also a comedian called Brian Regan who does a stand-up routine based on this as well. So I will link to that video in the show notes as well, because credit where credit's due. If this is the guy who came up with it, we should absolutely all go and watch his video. So basically, the routine or the Reddit thread that I saw is it basically says, if the person that invented the walkie-talkie or named the walkie-talkie were to name other items, what would they be called? So, for example, stamps would be called licky stickies. And you can see where we're going with this, can't you? So I'm going to give you a few here. Feel free as well to text in or use the feedback form and send me any of yours, and I'll include them in the follow-up section next week or in the coming weeks as you hear this. We've also got defibrillators, hearty starty, pregnancy test, maybe baby, a lamp, lighty brighty, nightmare, screamy dreamy, a fork, stabby grabby, auto theft, wheelie steely, a strimmer or a weed whacker for you Americans, a whipper snipper, apparently that is actually something that it's called in Australia, a cat, a furry purry, cat claws, tabby stabby, socks, this is my favourite one, socks, cozy toesy, a Walkman, movie groovy, a cyber truck, yucko trucko, a presidential debate, a gruesome twosome, a dinner, a yummy tummy. Oh, no, that's not right. Although that works as well. Dinner, tummy yummy. I got it the wrong way around. Indigestion, tummy rumbly, a used car sales. It says used car sale, but I think it's meant to be used car salesperson. A wheelie dealy, a remote control. I like this one as well. Flicky picky, a colander, holy boly, and wallets, stashy cashy. I really liked them. In this week's plus, I am actually going to go through a few more of them with that are a little bit more not safe for work, because that's what plus seems to have turned into. It's not what it's supposed to be, but it's what it's turned into. Don't forget that you can ask for topics via the multi-purpose feedback form for Podtails. I do plan on going back to some of the more educational ones maybe next week, maybe the week after. I've not decided which order I'm going to do them in. I do like to mix up a little bit of both I think we're just, I don't know about you lot, but I'm in a stage where fun is better than education at this moment in time. This is the point of the show where I get to say thank you to all of the listeners out there, whether you are a member of That's a Freebie Plus or not. I appreciate all of you. However, when we're on the subject of That's a Freebie Plus, see, seamless, absolutely seamless. You can head over to thatsafreebie.com where you can click the link to get to That's a Freebie Plus. Find out more about it there. The general gist of what's available is you will get access to the raw, unpolished feed, which also includes a section every single week, starting this week, funnily enough, that is just for That's a Freebie Plus listeners. This week, I talked about a problem with my tooth. So who would not want to miss out on that? And I talked a little bit more about some of the... Actually, we talked about not being able to find a thing to name these. So I'm going to call... I've started calling them alternative names for items. We went through quite a few more of them as well. You also will get access to the Discord. So do feel free to join that as well if you are a member. You get to talk to me all the time. I'm always on Discord. I'm a member of several Discords. So it's like having your own personal line to me. I was asked recently again about what podcasts I listen to. It was actually put through as an Ask a Freebie question. However, I messaged the person back. I can't actually remember who it was now. I'm really sorry about that. I've forgotten who it was who asked this question. But it's fine. I messaged them back and said, actually, is it okay if I do this as a pick of the week question instead of an Ask a Freebie question? Because otherwise, it's just me going through a long list of podcasts and it's a bit boring. I have done that in a previous episode. And when I listened back to it, I was like, this is not riveting content at all. It's interesting if you really want to know like some new podcasts, but surely it'd be better to spend some time going through them in a little bit more detail. So what I've decided to do is over the next several weeks, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. I say I listen to a lot. I probably don't listen to half as many as some people do, but I always have a podcast on if I'm not recording one, and I struggle to fit them all in within my week. Now, I'm fortunate that some of them I can just drop because there's a lot of repetition in there. And I'll go through that. I'll tell you which ones I might drop and which ones I might not as we go through them. But I'm going to do a different one each week. So this week is the podcast ATP, which stands for Accidental Tech Podcast. Now, you'll probably notice if you listen over the next several weeks that there is a theme here. I do listen to quite a lot of tech podcasts. ATP is quite a new one. I've only been listening to it now for maybe 2 months or so. Because it's funny, actually, a lot of the podcasts I listen to are all like part of the same networks, and they're all people that in some way, shape or form, their lives pass one another. Like they might work together at some point, or they might be friends of friends, that kind of stuff. And the podcasts that I listen to, people talk about this podcast often. So they'll bring up subjects that were brought up on there. And sometimes I felt like I could get the gist of what they were talking about, but I felt like I was missing out a little bit and I didn't fully understand what they were talking about. So I started listening to it. It turns out it is actually a really entertaining podcast, and it has got the absolute best theme music I've ever heard. Just listen to it, one entire episode of it. In fact, listen to the most current episode. Because one of the presenters of it, so the presenters are Casey Liss, Marco Arment, and John Siracusa. Now, Casey Liss makes an app called CallSheet, which is a bit like the IMDb app, but you know, you're not part of the IMDb universe when using it. It's very, very good. And what's good about it is you can look things up on the app, like, you know, names of actors and things like that. And it doesn't give you spoilers for the show or movie that you're looking at. It actually hides things that might spoil the plot. That is the main reason why I use it over anything else, really. Marco Arment makes the really, really good Overcast application, which is a podcasting application. It's the one that I use, or it's the one I'm using currently. I tend to switch between Overcast and Castro, but I'm currently using Overcast because he's just released quite a big update on it. It's more of a... Well, it's an entire rewrite of the application, so there's not many new features, but he's done it in such a way that it makes it easier for him to add new features in the future. And they talk about it on this week's episode of the podcast. So listen to that episode, but while you're doing it, pay attention to the music in it, because the segment music, the song that they have at the end, and it is a song that they have at the end of the podcast, it's amazing. It's really good. The production value on it is spot on. But they tend to talk about all things tech-related, car-related, coding, pretty much anything that tickles their fancy, really. But they try to keep it related to tech, hence being known as the Accidental Tech Podcast. If you were going to pick up any other podcasts from the list that I've going to be giving out over the next few weeks, this is certainly in the top three that I would advise. I think there's only... In fact, I will probably put it as number two, which is quite surprising considering it's a podcast I've only just started listening to. There's only one podcast that I will put before it, and we will get to that one in several weeks because I'm going to do these in alphabetical order. That is why Accidental Tech Podcast is the first one on the list. So give it a listen. I'll leave a link to the episode that I'm referring to in the show notes for you, so you can listen to it. If you recall last week, I asked the question, do you even know what a box junction is? And you can probably imagine why I asked that question, because there are a lot of people out there that clearly don't know what a box junction is. For those that don't know what I'm talking about, say you're not a driver or you actually don't know, which this is aimed at you, a box junction is those yellow hatched, or is it called thatched? No, yellow hatched junctions that you see on the road. So it's a big yellow box with lines running diagonally both ways. And that is a box junction. Do you know what it means? It means you should not enter it unless your exit is clear. There's a roundabout near me that has a box junction, but it has two box junctions on it. And it's notorious, this roundabout, for being extremely busy. You know why it's busy? Because people stop in the box junction. That is the only reason why it's busy. There's never any traffic after it or around it. Well, maybe at Christmas. But that traffic's bad everywhere at Christmas. That doesn't count. We're just talking normal, average day of the week. You can fit two cars on the opposite side of the box junction where the traffic lights are. And everybody still creeps their way into the box junction because they don't want to get stuck at the other set of traffic lights that they're set waiting at. And you just end up in the situation where you've blocked the road, no one can get past, and it's a nightmare for everybody. That needs to stop. Right? If you see a box junction, don't go in it. If there's somebody behind you honking the horn and waving their hands at you because you're not driving into a box junction, that's their problem. You're doing the right thing. Don't let someone bully you into being stupid, because that's what happens at this box junction all the time. Yeah, really annoys me, as you can probably imagine. And I have another driving-related question this week. I can't believe how many driving-related questions I'm actually managing to come up with. This one is, are you a whippy-dippy driver? What does that mean? Find out next week. I'm Diggy. This is That's a Freebie. You can find the show on That's a Freebie podcast on pretty much all social media. You can find me at Hey It's Diggy on pretty much all social media. I will see you next week. Bye.